For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The race toward the midterm elections has been including both President Trump and former President Barack Obama. During an appearance at Morehouse College in Atlanta for Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor, Obama told the crowd,
4 days, you can tap into the better angels of our nature. You can choose a bigger, more prosperous, more generous vision of America.
That was Obama's second rally of the day. President Trump also headlined his second event in one day. In Indianapolis, he stumped for Senate candidate Mike Braun, saying Democrats are a threat to the economy and safety.
A blue wave would equal a crime wave, very simple. And a red wave equals jobs and security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A man has killed himself after a deadly shooting in Tallahassee. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Police Chief Michael DeLeo says it happened at a small shopping center.
All indications are this is the act of a single person. There is no immediate threat to our community. Obviously, we're all very saddened and shocked by the events that occurred. It's important that people understand that there is no immediate threat outside of what has already occurred here.
Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who's the Democratic nominee for governor, tweeted that he's breaking off his campaign trail to return to Tallahassee.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
More than two dozen tornadoes ripped up parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. At least four of the tornadoes touched down in the Tampa area, causing major damage to many homes and businesses. One person was injured from the debris at a local strip mall. Trees were uprooted, and the power was knocked out over many of the states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The man accused of sending explosive devices through the mail to prominent Democrats was in court on Friday. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Cesar Sayak, the man accused of sending pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, included shards of glass in several packages and also searched for the wife and kids of some of the folks who actually received the bombs. That's according to the feds. Sayak's attorney says all the evidence against him is circumstantial.
Would you like to go to jail based on maybes? Would you like to be put in jail based on, well, we haven't certified a fingerprint. It may be there. That's all the paper says. The other stuff is fluff. There's no other evidence in there that connects him with this allegation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The 2018 National Drug Threat Assessment Report from the DEA underscores the scope and magnitude of the ongoing opioid crisis in America. John Clemens reports.
Deaths from drug overdoses have hit their highest levels ever recorded, with 200 people dying every day in America. Catherine Pfaff is with the Drug Enforcement Agency in Washington.
Controlled prescription drugs remain responsible for the largest number of overdose deaths of any illicit drug class since 2001. These drugs are the second most commonly abused substances. Traffickers are now disguising other opioids as controlled prescription drugs to gain access to this market.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.